What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh?
What y'all out there doing,
huh? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. And why is it that I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. He is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes, and what's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on, man. Y'all already know. Because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that is a third thing that I must tell you. I gotta give a shout to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters, 'cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you're like, wait a minute, hold on, who this girl J, what's going on, why she giving a shout out to the haters? Let me explain this to you. Hate is acknowledgement backwards, baby. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. All right, let me put this thing out there in pieces for you, right? Imagine you being asleep, all right? You in that deep sleep, you know, past REM sleep. I'm talking about you tearing it up. You sleep. All the lights are out. You had a long day. You're tired, right? You just out for the count. You are snoring everything. You sleep, okay? Just dead to the world in complete darkness. Then someone comes in and they hit the light switches. They start turning all the lights. What happens? Most of the time, you wake up. You're kind of startled. What's going on? Oh, my God. Why are you turning on all these lights? Don't you see I'm in here sleeping? Oh, my gosh. So listen. That's what happens to your haters, your naysayers, and your disbelievers. Right? See, they be sleeping on you, right? And the light that you got on you be shining bright like a diamond. And it wakes them up. God be putting you out there in pieces for them. Let me go ahead and explain to you like this too, right? In the Bible, right? Psalms 23. Oh my God, my favorite. One of my favorite. You know, scriptures, passages, all that. You know, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. Put this out there in pieces for you. But what Psalms 23 says is that, you know, God's making his promise to you. He said, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to overflow. He says, surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. You know, he's just giving you that business, you know. And basically what that means is when you out there doing what it is that you're supposed to do, shining bright like a diamond, God is like, you know what? You out here putting it out there in pieces for me. You out there doing what you're doing. Look at you. He's happy. Okay, he is just so ecstatic with you. He is just like, oh my God, look at my baby over there. Look at her over there. Look at him over there doing what it is that I tell him to do. So, imagine this. This table, you're sitting at it, right? It's just for you. And God is standing in front of you while you're sitting down. Okay? All the haters, the non-believers, the naysayers, the disbelievers, all the people try to play you, clown you, and all that, they just all behind God, just watching what he's doing for you. Baby, this is just a touch of you. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? And God is like this, you know, but here, take this. Let me go ahead and give you this. Here you go for that. Let me go ahead and do this. Let me give you that. Let me go ahead and do this. You know, he's preparing that table for you in the presence of your enemy. Right? Then he's anointing your head with the oil. Because the oil, oh my gosh, the oil so thorough. When he anoints you with the oil, oh, child, just got the chills. He anoints you with the oil, right? And what happens is, when they start hating, it just slide right off, baby. This is just a second day. Oh my God, it don't even penetrate you. It don't even mess with you. Ah, like the sheeps, they put the oil on the sheep's nose and stuff because sheep's like to get in things. Yeah, and God got to protect us. We his sheep. He's our shepherd. Okay, so that's what he does to protect us, so none of the hate works. Okay, so they over there, they looking at all that, you know. He said, I'll make your enemy your footstool too, you know. They just did, like, tag on, what's going on, right? All this glory is just shining everywhere. You shining bright like a diamond because he putting you out there in pieces for him. So you don't hate, you don't hate on him. No, what you say is, hi haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Okay. So, you know, when they come around, that's all you do. You give them that business. You be nice to them, all right, baby? Like I said, it's just a touch of jet. No hate at all. You know, no hate. Because then you're going to become like them and you can't. Mm-mm. You got to continue to shine bright like a diamond. Now, look, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, mama been dropping a dime on you, yes. I've been dropping a dime on you, yes. If you don't know what dime is, it's an African-American colloquialism. You know, it's just like slang for like giving you the information, the business, everything that you need, okay? Because it's just such a day, baby. I got to put that out there in pieces for you. And y'all been following me everywhere. And speaking of following me, and showing love, y'all had my podcast up at 50K. Yeah, on the One Network. Child, it's way past that now, baby. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what y'all out there doing, but I put it on. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, and I showed you what was going on. Y'all got my app trending. Like, oh, my gosh. Even my blogs and stuff is, like, trending what's hot for the week. Like, it's crazy. Like, the way that God is just opening up these doors. You know, he really got me out there shining bright like a diamond. I put it on. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Go over there. Check out the post. Check out everything that I'm doing. So look, I'm going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And talk to y'all about making love of peace. Kitchen. Have I been making love of peace kitchen? Yes, baby, I have. Now look. Let me talk to y'all about making love of peace kitchen. I told you this is where I do my food thing, right? I have actually been doing a little something, something. Now, I've been a little jacked up because I told y'all I'm detoxing, okay? Actually, today was the first day that I did my little glutathione treatment at home. I had to wait for it to get mixed and shipped to me. And then I was traveling and stuff for work. And I went ahead and I took it. Oh, my gosh. I was so nervous, y'all. But guess what happened? As I, you know, did the nebulizer treatment, the breathing treatment, okay, well, the glutathione, I was able to eat really good and my system was calm. And my system has been going crazy for the last week, baby. Oh my God, this is just such a day. That's just pieces for you. So I have been making Love Beast Kitchen. I have, and I got some stuff coming to y'all. Did y'all check out the omelet that I just put on the Just a Touch of J app on Wednesdays? Making Love and Beast Kitchen, the Wednesday edition? Oh my gosh, if you did not get that recipe for the veggie omelet, you better go back on there, baby. Oh my God, like I said, it's Just a Touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all check that out. That's what happened, you know, with making Love Beast Kitchen. So I put that out there in pieces on the app, on the blog. You know, download Just a Touch of J app. If you don't got it, you can get everything. All right, now look. Moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. Let's talk about Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Now, look, have I been working out? No, but I've been climbing the steps. Yeah, I've been doing a workout with that. You know, I haven't done any more push-ups or nothing because I told y'all my system and stuff just like really been going crazy. I mean, crazy. Like, oh, I'm feeling like something crawling all on me. I just been messed up the other day. Just last night, I was ready to go to the hospital. I was like, God, please. It was so bad. It was just like, it feels like pins and needles sometimes because the mold don't want to come out of my body. And the medicine is like, you know, the detox stuff is like, no, let's go. Okay. So it just be like, it's like a war going on the inside. They fighting with each other. Like, no, I want it. The other one like, no, I want to. Child, that's just pieces for you. But anyway, look. I ain't been doing no working out, none of that type of stuff for Just a Touch of J's Fitness, but I have been, okay, working on Just a Touch of J's Fit. Yeah, my fitness apparel pieces. Ladies, 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 I have a new waist shaper that's coming out for y'all. Fellas, I got stuff for y'all. Oh my gosh, and if you want to see what else I have, please go to thisisjustatouchofj.com. Okay, and all my link trees and my bios, check it out. It's my online store. You can get all type of fitness stuff from up out of there. Okay, and guess what else you can get? All you need is just a touch of the J. Yes, my rolling papers, my cannabis papers. Yes, the marijuana papers, whatever y'all want to call it, baby, because this is Just a Touch of J. Let me put this out there pieces for you. So I got my own marijuana line. 4 strains I created doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do last year. And I love it, and it's doing good. You know, right now, we just working on putting out the rolling papers. CBD stuff is coming. You know, the cartridges that y'all like too. You know, smoke, the vape, all that stuff, man. The trays, everything is coming to y'all, okay? So this is Just a Touch of J. Like I said, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby, okay? So make sure you guys go ahead and check them out. They up in the online store, link tree and all the bios. You know, check it out on my social media. Google it. Just a Touch of the J, okay? Letter J. All right, now. Moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. I'm going to shine bright like a diamond. I got to drop a dime on y'all with this. Y'all got my app popping. Yeah, y'all got my app popping. I love y'all. Thank you so much. Like, the numbers, like, the numbers don't lie. Like, y'all just keep on, just, everything just keeps going up and up and up and up. I told you before, it's like, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Like, every time I turn around, it's like, DJ Khaled, another one. And I'm like this, wow, what y'all out there doing? I don't know, but thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me just a touch of whatever it is y'all going ahead and y'all doing out there. Thank you for those pieces. Now, let's talk about something else. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? What y'all out there doing? Man, look, okay. Like I said, man, these numbers don't lie, but y'all are really out there showing me so much love. And I'm just like, I just feel like I want to come give every last one of y'all a hug. Y'all are just so thorough and so wise. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for just supporting me and just, oh my gosh, enjoying the podcast, all your positive feedback, TikTok. Oh my gosh, y'all really out there doing what y'all do. And I don't like that whole TikTok thing. I think it's kind of retarded to me because everybody's like always like, you know, like doing the same thing. You got to be original, you know, but they all just copying. You know, I guess monkey see, monkey do, baby. You just touch that. I don't know, but I'm putting it out there in pieces the way I do it. And they like it and they sharing the content. And, you know, I'm happy with it. So thank you for everything that you guys are doing as far as the Just and Such a J podcast is concerned, sharing it. Oh my gosh, like, I'm just getting so much good feedback. Like, one guy, he hit me up, y'all, and he was like, you inspire me so much. Yes, he was so inspired. He was telling me everything, how he wanted to influence people as far as God was concerned, and he wanted to win souls for Christ, and he was just so like, you are my inspiration. And people always tell me, and shout out to my other people, she told me too. She was like, you my inspiration. I don't know if you remember me from the nail salon. Shout out to you, girl. I know you listening. I ain't gonna put your name out there, but she's so thorough and so wise. And she was just like, I was telling my mom about you, and I'm praying for you. Thank you guys for all your prayer, your love and support. Now look, let me go ahead and get out of these pieces. I gotta cover a couple more, all right? Now, like I said, y'all, thank you so much. Everywhere, Lagos, Nigeria, oh, China, everybody, like, y'all are just all around the world. Y'all are rocking with me, and I just really, again, from the bottom of my heart, want to say thank you. All right, now, what's next? Because I got a story to tell, like Biggie. Toxic Prevent. Let's talk about Toxic Prevent. Toxic Prevent is the stuff that saved my life, okay? So Jay's Fit Tip is tomorrow, where I give you all my fitness tips and things like that. I'm starting to give you guys the supplements that I'm taking. Okay, now Toxic Prevent is one of them. Toxic Prevent, I'm not going to talk about that one yet on my app and the blog, but tomorrow you guys will get some information about one of the supplements. So make sure you stay tuned, all right, to Jay's Fit Tip Fridays. Okay, now Toxic Prevent is thorough and it's wise. And y'all gotta make sure y'all get those pieces when I do the interview with the company, Nova Healthcare. Okay? All right, now what's up next? Let's talk about B-Break Radio. Y'all know I've been rocking with B-Break Radio. Y'all can catch me on a 411 Wire, the hottest entertainment segment on the street, because it's me, Justin Touch of J, doing that 1-2. Then I'm gonna be doing my morning affirmations. Yes, I'm already putting them on my blog. Y'all are loving that. Okay, y'all are loving that. It's coming through the Just Touch J app. Y'all going crazy with that. So thank you so much for reading it, for loving it, for supporting it. Okay, so that's going to be on Beat Break Radio, where you actually get to hear me talk about what you just read about as well. It's going to be so dope, man. Wait for those pieces. Then we got the Just Touch J show that plays on a late night. All right, now I think I covered everything, but if I didn't, y'all already know about all the pieces. Okay, now mama gotta drop a dime on you. Oh my gosh, I got a story to tell, like Biggie Smalls the rapper. Look, mama really gotta drop a dime on y'all. Let me tell you what God done laid on me. God done laid something on me, y'all. I don't even know how to give y'all this. Like, I was sitting here, I said, God, you really about to bust hell wide open, okay, with this business right here. So, about a week ago, it was all good about a week ago, right? God tells me that when you're popping podcast Thursdays, you got to talk about prayer. So I'm like, prayer? He's like, yeah, things you pray for and stuff. Everybody out there, you know, they praying and stuff. So I'm sitting up here. I'm like, self, like what? I'm like, I don't know what to talk about. I'm like, God, you know, like, I don't know. Just bring it to me, please. I'm watching TD Jakes, y'all. TD Jakes is doing this message. I just put it on. My name is R1976 on Instagram today. Okay. It's about courage. Okay. So he's talking about Abraham. When Abraham, before he was Abraham, he was Abram in the Bible. It's a story in the Bible. Genesis 11 is kind of where it starts at. Chapter 11. Okay, where it starts getting juicy, starts getting good. So he's talking about it, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know. I just felt like God kept trying to tell me, like, you got to watch this. But I was just like, this message, what does that have to do with prayer? And God was like, it has to do with the fact that he promised them something. It wasn't that they asked for something through prayer. I'm talking about Abraham and his wife, Abram and Sarai. Shout out to my daughter, Sarai. Yes, girl, you're so thorough. But he changed their names to Abraham and Sarah. So you might know him like Father Abraham had many sons. And y'all know about church and stuff like that. You know, the little song and stuff. Y'all know Abraham, you know, was in the Bible. So basically, okay, he's talking about Abraham. And how God promised Abraham things, okay? And that's what happens sometimes when we pray for stuff, okay? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, seriously, rock with me. Rock with me. I'm going to try to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Like, you ask God for something through prayer, okay? And then God laid it on you somehow, okay? Somehow you know that God told you this is what's going to happen. This is really going to happen. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry about it. Whatever it is that you pray for, you know that it's going to happen. Some of y'all. Some of us pray for things and we don't think that they're going to happen. That's what was going on with Abraham. Yeah. See, God promised him stuff, you know, but there was like this waiting period. Any of y'all going through that? Like, God promised you something, like I said, but it's like a waiting period. That's what was going on with Abraham. Okay, so God had told him this was going to happen. Some stuff was going to happen. Okay, when he was like 75, it didn't happen until he was like 99. That's a lot of years to be waiting. Okay, let me break this down. Some of the things that we wait for are money, right? I talked about money before on my last podcast. You know, you might be praying, you know, God, look, I need some help with my finances. I need some more money. You know, you might have to wait. Why is it that you have to wait? Maybe God has to teach you how to be a steward over small things before he can give you big things. He might have to teach you a little something. You know, like, you know, you're not really good with your money. So let me go ahead and make you wait a little bit. Might be a few years before you get it. You got to learn a lesson with it. Okay, here's something else. Marriage. God, I want to get married. You know, you want them people, or you want a good relationship. You just want to settle down. You tired of, you know, thotting and being out here and whoring and sleeping with that one and doing this. You're like, look, God, I'm tired of these pieces. Like, I just want somebody I could just lay my head on at night. I want somebody I could talk to, you know, take a bath with, you know, eat with, laugh. You know, I want that. But God's making you wait. Because maybe, you know, you're not really good with relationships, but you don't really know it. Maybe you got some heart issues that you're going through, but you're not really aware of it. You know, so you have to wait. He has you waiting. Okay? Now, here's something else he can have you waiting for. Children. Oh my gosh, how many of y'all out there going through that? Like, you trying to have a baby. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, like, we keep trying. It's just not happening. She got tested. I got tested. There's nothing wrong with us. We just, for some reason, can't get pregnant. You know, like, you really want to have a child, or you're single and you're just like, you know, one day I'm going to have a child. You know, you're waiting. You're in this waiting process. Maybe he has to show you that, you know, you got some issues maybe from when you were a child and you ain't ready to raise no kids yet. You know, maybe he wants you to learn a little bit more about life before he gives you a child. Maybe he wants you to adopt instead of having your own child. You know, which is going to be your child, but, you know, actually delivering and giving birth. Maybe you're a guy and you just want to have a child, but you're like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I want to be a single parent. There's a reason why you have to wait. You know, he has to do some things. He has to shift some things, right? Now, let me go here. Here's something else. The job. Oh my gosh. You're like, I need a better job, but y'all be going to work late. You know, like, you're supposed to be to work at like 8 o'clock. You don't be getting there till like 8:45, 9, like every day. You know, God might be trying to show you, like, no, you have to learn how to be on time. You have to learn how to appreciate things. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you are waiting. You like, look, I prayed for something, God. I know you told me it's going to happen. What's going on? I thought me and you was cool. Why you doing me like that? Like, you really trying to figure out what's going on. You in this waiting season. Okay, and then, like, with your health. Oh my gosh. Oh, you know, healing is a process. I'm going through that right now, baby. Right? I gotta wait because it's a process when you come out of stuff. Yeah, when you coming out of stuff, it's a process. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, when you coming out of stuff, when you, okay, you're asking God for these things and he's trying to do it for you. He's maneuvering stuff like that. You know, he's doing all that. He's like, you know, you got to turn around this way. You got to do it like this. You know what I'm saying? Because you're coming out of it. This is just such a deal, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay. The teacher is quiet during the test. You're like, God, what's going on? He's quiet during the test. But this is something about a test. See, when you gotta take a test, there's directions, right? Some of us like to follow the directions, some of us don't. But what happens if you don't follow the directions? A lot of times you get all the answers and everything wrong, right? So like I said, God has to shift some things. He has to change some things. He has to maneuver some things. When he says, I'm going to give you something, he can't give it to the old version of you. He has to give it to the new version. Baby, this is just such a J. Remember I just told you they were Abram and Sarai, and he changed their name to Abraham and Sarah? This was later on, after he had to maneuver some things. Okay? Now, the teacher, like I said, is quiet during the test. He's watching. He's seeing how you're handling it. He's shifting this part right here so you don't go there. He's handling this part right here so you don't go there. But a lot of times, right, when that's going on, we start getting impatient. Oh, my gosh. Any of y'all out there going through that? We get impatient. Oh. We try to take matters into our own hands. All right. So let me tell you. Now I got to the time where I could tell you the story. This is where it gets juicy. Okay. Abraham, all right, and Sarah, they did some stuff like that. Child, when I read my Bible, the Bible is crazy. It's like I could paint a picture. They off the hook. Any of y'all out there, like, read your Bible and be like, this is juicy. It's like a story, a never-ending story. It's always something. They doing something. So look, when he was Abram and Sarai, okay, it's a couple little points, it's a couple little nuggets. Y'all gotta make sure y'all get this, okay? So this is one time where they tried to take matter to their old head. So look, they out there, they traveling, right? They doing what it is that they do, that they do, that they do, right? And they run, you know, into a Pharaoh. They was on their way to Canaan, you know, doing what it is that they do, you know, land of milk and honey, you know, and all this other type of stuff, right? So they on their way there, right? And they ran to Pharaoh. They get there, right? And here go Abram. Okay, this is what he says. He goes, look, Sarai, he said, you fine and everything. So I need you to not tell them that you're my wife. You got to tell them that you my sister. Because, you know, if you tell them that, you know, you my sister, then they won't kill me. But if I say that you my wife, they probably kill me. So I need you to go up in there and I need you to lie to them. This was after God gave him his first promise. This is what he said. He was doing that trickery. Ain't y'all out there doing that trickery after God promised you something? Because you just like tired of waiting. You know, you want to take matters into your own hands. Oh, my God. So look, he did that. Okay, she went in there. She's like, yeah, you know, this is my brother, you know. And what happened is that God got upset. Yeah, God gets upset when we try to take matters into our old hands. No, because he like, you ain't trusting me. So what he did was he like made him get all messed up like Pharaoh. Like just gave him just some horrible, 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 like, I don't want to say like disease and stuff. But, you know, baby, this is just such a, he put it out there in pieces for him. Okay, so Pharaoh basically is like, what happened to me? Why did you do this to me? And he found out that, you know, Abraham had lied. And he was like, why would you lie like that? You know, so he basically put him out of the kingdom and all that. Was like, get out of here and take all your stuff with you. Get out of here and take your wife with you. You know, so that's one time he took marriage with his own hand. Then, you know, God keeps coming to him, keeps telling him, you know, look, I'm going to give you this promise. He promised him that he would have nations full of like people. Okay, like he promised him that he would give him everything, that his descendants would rule. Okay, he said, look as far as the east is to the west, the north to the south, all of that. He said, look up in the skies and see if you can go ahead and count them stars. He said, that's how much you're going to have. Like, you can't even count everything that's going to come out of you. I'm going to birth nations out of you. Abraham, oh, like, look, you keep telling me you going to go ahead and give me, you know, a son or something like that. Because he promised him he was going to have a son. So, look, he got tired of waiting, like, some of us do. Any of y'all out there tired of waiting? Like you prayed for something. You did. You believe that God told you this is what's going to happen. But you're tired of waiting. You're tired. Okay, so let me tell you what he did, right? He did some other trickery. He said, you know what? you ain't gonna go ahead and give me no son. He wasn't believing God, right? And Sarah, huh? Yeah, because God's starting to change their names now because he's doing new things with them. You know, seeing how Abraham and, you know, Abram and Sarai, now they like Abraham and Sarah. You know, he done did a little new thing. She laughing at God. She straight laughed at him. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, have you laughed at what God told you, what he promised? Well, look, Abraham and them, you know, they was kind of like funny too. They was laughing too. You know, like, you know what? You know, I don't know. You know, Sarah was like, whatever, you gonna really give me a kid? I'm old. Hell, Sway, how are you gonna give me a child? Abraham, like, God, you ain't doing this. So this is what Sarah did. She said, you know what? I'm so tired of this. Abraham, baby, I want you to go ahead and sleep with our servant. Yeah. She said, I want you to sleep with our servant, Hagar. Uh-huh. And you go ahead and you put your seed up in here and you get her pregnant. So, Lord, Abraham like, word? You know what? Lord, okay. You know, you want to let me slide up in that thing? You know, so he went ahead. He did what he did, right? They called her the bond woman. All right. How many of y'all know that what you bond with, right, you become bonded to? You out there, you doing a little trickery because God's taking his time. The teacher's quiet during the test. He's trying to show you something. He's trying to give you everything that he promised. But you get tired. So you start bonding to things that you ain't supposed to bond to. Because you like, you know what? You laughing. You like, man, it'll never happen. I got to take matters into my own hands. Can't. Well, that's what she did, right? So he goes ahead, he put the seed up in her. You know, she go ahead, Hagar, she gets pregnant. Then Sarah got the nerve to be mad. Oh my gosh, she's pregnant. This is a disgrace. Now she mad because she took matters into her own hands. And ain't y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally, God done promised you something. You don't work, the job, the child, whatever. You try to take matters into your own hands and it don't work out the way you planned. And now you mad because you done stepped outside of God's line. Oh, my gosh. Look, that's what they did. Yeah, that's what they did, man. They was trying to put it out there in pieces. But it didn't work because they tried to go ahead, take matters into their own hands. They had to live with the consequences. Any of y'all out there living with those consequences right now? I know you are. You had to live with the consequences. Let me tell you how I live with some consequences, right? Oh my gosh. So me, right? Okay, I'm going to tell you two stories. Me. This is how I live with the consequences. So, since y'all know I was going into anaphylactic shock with everything that I ate, I kept saying to myself, like, I don't know if I want to try a lot of these supplements and things. I'm doing a natural approach to my healing. I was scared. Now, that's a natural response, but God said, I'm going to heal you. I need you to try these foods. I need you to take these supplements. You have all you need in your hands. I didn't give it to you, but I was scared. Right? So I was like, you know what? I don't know about all that. You know, I said, I'm going to take medicine to my own hands. I ain't going to do this. So I'm going to take a little bit of that. And then the reaction started getting real bad. Till the other day. This is recent. I said, you know what? I can't take this no more. God, help me. Okay, I told you I was ready to go to the hospital yesterday. I said, you know what? I can't no more. So I was supposed to do the glutathione treatment, the breathing treatment, but I was nervous. So I said, you know what? I don't care. I went ahead. I got the nebulizer. I had already had the medicine. The medicine was in the refrigerator. I got that before, you know, a couple days ago, but I was still nervous. I said, you know what? I'm going to take this. Yeah. Because I got tired of taking matters into my own hands. I said, if this is what God says, you know, I got to go ahead and do that. Yeah. So, look, let me tell you about T.D. Jakes. Let me tell you what T.D. Jakes did, right? Shout out to you, Bishop, if you listening. Yes, T.D. Jakes, he is so thoroughly wise. I love him, right? He was talking about how he had, his back was messed up. And they had told him he had never had surgery before. He had back surgery. They said they was going to cut into him 4 inches deep. And he said, you ain't going to cut me up like some barbecue ribs. He said, not like a slab of ribs, you will not. So he was going through pain, y'all. He used to be preaching, couldn't get off the floor. People used to have to pick him up. He used to be messed up in pain, crying. He said they would have to help him out of the car, all that. He was suffering. DTDJ, preacher, God believer, God fearer, loving the Lord. He was suffering, just like me. Because he wanted to take matters into his own hands. You know, yeah, God, I mean, I know I trust you and I believe you, but I don't know about those pieces. So one day he's in a hotel, right? He falls through the glass table because he was in so much pain. Then he finally says, you know what? I can't do this no more. Because sometimes we try to take the easy road out, the one with the less resistance. Baby, this is just such a, I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. And like I said, we try to do a thing our way. And God's like, no, no. I promised you something. I promised you something that you prayed for. So, right? I'm going to go ahead and I'll try to wrap this thing up real quick for you. All right, baby. God heard your prayer. Yeah. He heard your prayer. That's all I want to tell you. He heard your prayer. Now, all you gotta do is wait for it. That's it. Somebody, you out there right now, you going through something. Okay? This word for me, this word for everybody. This word is for everybody. Abraham and Sarah, right? Used to be Abram and Sarai. They did some trickery. They had an issue of waiting. But God went ahead. He birthed those nations out of them. Even though he had a son with Hagar, he did a little trickery. God still honored him because he believed him. Even though he was waiting and he tried to take matters into his own hands, God still blessed him. He called it righteousness and said, I'm going to give you all of this just because you believe me. All you have to do is believe God and just wait for it. TDJX, he wanted to say, you know what, all right, God, I believe you. I'm going to go ahead and get the surgery done. I'm tired of suffering. Me, I said, you know what, let me go ahead and do what I got to do. You know, I'm tired of going through this. Y'all out there, y'all waiting for your the new job. You're waiting for your money. You're waiting for the marriage. You're waiting for all these things. Just trust him. He heard you. He heard you. Wait on what you prayed for. It's coming. I don't know who this is for. It's coming. Believe it. This is just such a day, baby. I went through all that just to put it out there in pieces for you. Just to let you know, waiting is a process. He had to wait 75 to about 99. When change happens, things have to shift. Okay? That's it. It's real easy. But the enemy, sometimes, and the enemy that's in you, inside of you, you want to go ahead and you want to try these pieces out yourself. And God's like, no. If I promised you something and I gave you something, it has to come through the right way. I can't give you what you want right now. If I give it to you, you're going to mess it up. Any of y'all out there going through that? Look, stop trying to do it your way. Just stop. That's all. This is just a touch of day. All you got to do is just wait on it. If you know that God told you something going to happen, if you really believe, oh my gosh, I'm speaking to myself. If you really believe that God told you something's going to happen, you just wait on it. I don't care what it look like. I don't care. It doesn't matter. If you keep on praying about it and it still didn't come. Like I said, the teacher's quiet during the test. Just follow the directions. Just keep going to the way that God's leading you. That's it. Don't step outside the will. Don't try to do it your way. Just keep on going. The promise gonna come. I promise you this. This is just a touch of J, baby. Watch, you gonna see it with me. Right? You gonna see it? I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you. So take notes. That's your homework. This was a real quick, straight to the point podcast. You know, ain't too much out there about it. You pray for it. Now wait for it. Stop getting discouraged. Stop trying to do it your way. Stop thinking that it's not going to happen because you're messed up. Oh, my gosh. Please stop doing that. Because you see how he blessed Abraham. Oh, my God. I mean, he went and was like lying to Pharaoh and all that. Then he went ahead and had sex with somebody and had a son. Okay? Listen to his wife with their servant. And God still blessed him. He's the father of the nations. Okay? So don't you think God can't give you something because you mess up out here. Please don't. All right? Now, this is just such a baby. That was just pieces for you. All right? So, no, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? How y'all want me to end this? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Y'all want me to give you my sexy. sexy, sexy, sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. Okay, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, right? Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Y'all like that? Y'all like what it's doing like that? Look, man, look, I'm waiting, okay? I'm waiting for my healing. Yeah, my healing is coming. Oh, my gosh, every day. Like, I feel so good. Like, the glutathione stuff. And then I took, like, this new magnesium, too, child. Look, I'm like this. I'm like, God, I need a healer. I had no time no more to take matters into my own hands. I got to do what you tell me to do. So I'm out here. Yo, I'm doing, like, okay, the charcoal detox. Then I'm doing the oregano thing. Then I'm doing the toxic prevent. Then I'm doing the kaleido silver, the Argentine stuff. I put that in my ears and stuff to kill that bacteria in my sinuses. And then I did the new magnesium, and then I done did the glutathione treatment. Look, I'm trying to listen to what God tell me. We got to hit this thing hard. And sometimes I'm suffering a little bit. It's giving off some of these, you know, reactions and things like that, you know, during the waiting process. And y'all might have to go through some stuff like that too, but it's okay. It's all right, baby. Just keep on pushing. All right? Because that's what I'm doing. So, look, what is it that I tell y'all when I'm about to go ahead and slide on the body here to the left, to the left, to the left, right? I tell you, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. Please don't do that. Oh, my gosh. Please don't. Don't. And don't make yourself feel like that. Mm-mm. No, you start taking some matters into your own hands, you might feel like you ain't throwing the wise, because God gonna show you. He gonna show you, like, didn't I tell you? Like, you ever the parents tell you to do something, God is our parent, you know, don't do that, and then you do it anyway. Oh my gosh. Or they say, look, didn't I tell you I was gonna give you that, and you going ahead and you ain't listening to what I said, you know. Look, okay, baby, y'all got to be careful. Okay, you got to be careful. You know why you got to be careful? Because you got to shine bright like a diamond. Yes, you got to shine on them because they hate it, baby. Yes, you got to live your best life. If you out here doing trickery and stuff like Abraham, you know, I know some of y'all out there doing that trickery, trying to go ahead and figure it out yourself. Okay, you ain't gonna be able to shine bright like a diamond because you're gonna be all messed up, because God gonna have to do you like the GPS, turn you here, turn you there, get you back on course again, and you gonna keep on getting off course because it's taking too long. No, good things, great things take time. I keep trying to tell y'all thorough and wise. I'm speaking to myself. Oh my gosh, I'm so thorough and so wise. God's just taking his time. He's just healing me. You know, he's just doing this marvelous thing. That's what he's doing with you too. He's healing you. He's helping you. Great things take time. Now, in the process, what I tell y'all to do, the last thing, you got to spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way, baby. And this is just a touch of J. You always got to spread love. And I'm trying to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay? You have to spread love. Okay? Because if you all messed up, you don't know nothing about no love, you'll do stuff like let your husband sleep with Hagar just to try to go ahead and get a baby, you know, and then you're gonna have to deal with the consequences of them pieces. And we don't have no time for that. I can't have my babies out here lost. No, it's too many of y'all. Okay, so look, quick recap. The quick recap is just simple. I'm talking to y'all about prayer and the things y'all ask for, okay? And you ask God for these things, and God is just saying you gotta wait for the promise that I told you that you're going to receive. Wait on it. Just wait on it. Just trust me. Just wait on it. I know you don't hear me right now. That's what he's trying to tell y'all. You might not hear me right now, but you can't hear me because your head is so clouded. Wait on it. I'm trying to shift some things. I'm trying to change some things. Like, I changed Abram and Sarai to Abraham and Sarah. I'm trying to shift some things. It's just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Wait on it. Wait on the money. Wait on the job. Wait on the relationship. Wait on the marriage. Let God reconstruct you, okay? Elevation requires separation. Wait on it. He just trying to put you out there in pieces for him, baby. That's it. That's all he's trying to do, Okay, but you got to trust them during the waiting period. And that's what this is all about. That's it. I just wanted to let you know that also sometimes you'll make mistakes. Yeah, we all have. I just told you about me, T.D. Jakes, you know. Like I said, D. Bishop, okay? The one that's preaching to millions. He was like, you know what? I don't know if I trust you with that part, God. They going to cut into me 4 inches deep? He said, no, I don't know. I'm going to go the way of the least resistant, and I'm just going to deal with this pain because I don't know about that. And then God had to let him know, no, you're going to get this surgery done so you can go ahead and continue to do what I promised you. And he got to do the surgery on us. He got to change us around. Like me. You want to go ahead? You want to suffer? You don't really want to take that medicine because you're a little scared. You don't know if you're going to have a reaction. Well, look, you're going to have some reactions right now. It's going to make you take it. Okay? And I was like, you know what? Look, baby. Okay, this is just a touch of day. What is it that you need me to go ahead and ingest into my body? All right? All I'm saying, like I said, y'all, just trust it, man. Just trust it. If you mess up along the way, it's okay. Just like he blessed Abraham, he's still going to bless you. Ask for forgiveness. Keep it moving. Nobody is perfect. But just wait. Sometimes the teacher, most of the time, all the time, is quiet during the test. Okay? You just got to follow the directions. Or you're going to get all out of place and you're going to mess up. All the things going to go wrong because you didn't follow the directions. Okay? Doing a waiting process, okay? So if you pray for it, just wait for it. All right? That's it, baby. This is just a touch of Jake. That was just pieces for you. All right? Now, I'm going to leave y'all with Mary J. Blige. This is kind of like, I think, one of the last episodes or a few before you guys ain't going to be hearing her. Yeah, the little thing I did for Mary J. Because I got something else coming for y'all. Yeah, my man Nas, tomorrow, the 6th. Yes. He dropping his new album. And I had to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. I did a little something for him. Yeah, I did a little skit, a little something out there. Yeah, all the Nas hits. So y'all just wait on that because it's coming. All right? So, like I said, this is just a touch of J. I love my babies. And I'll be back. What I tell y'all? I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say. And make sure y'all pray for my family. Yo, my family is like under spiritual warfare. Okay? Like my aunt is in the hospital. You know, she's fighting for her life. Like me, I had the whole thing while I was fighting for my life. We lost my grandpa last year. Okay? My uncle, he just got put in the hospital. Like, chill. Okay, I just got the chills all over me. Like, it's just attack after attack after attack after attack on my family, the Harrises. Because we pray together. You know, like, we always filling each other up with God. You know, everything, every day. Like, it's like group texts and all through the day, praise the Lord and all that. Like, you know, we ain't trying to be holier than thou and that like that. But we love God. And God is out here trying to just mess us all up. I mean, not God, Satan, Lord. He's trying to put it out there in pieces. But yeah, you know, God's out here trying to help us and the enemy. You know, he's doing that thing. So I'm asking y'all to pray for my family. Yeah, pray for my family, y'all. We got some spiritual warfare going on out here. But like I said, baby, this is just a touch of J. Okay? Thank you for the 50K. Thank you for everything. I love y'all. Thank you just for everything. I love you guys so much. And I'm praying for y'all too. Okay? I'm praying for y'all too that y'all are okay. That's why I come on here and I give this business. Okay? Because I can't have you out here lost and I got to do what God tell me to do. Yeah, I have to. He saved my life. Okay? I have to. So, like I said, this whole thing came from T.D. Jakes, right? That message he had on courage. Check it out. I put it on my name is R1976 on Instagram. It takes courage to change. Okay? It takes courage to change. Wait on what you prayed for. You prayed for, wait on it. All right? Now, like I said, last time. This is just a touch of J. I love my babies and I'll be back. Right? When I got something else to say. I love y'all, man. Thanks for rocking with me. I'm so tired. It's literally like 1 in the morning now. Sorry. It's 12 something. I'll talk to y'all next time. Check out the Sunday's Word. It's going to be even doper. All right. Bye.
Hey, hit. How we gonna lose with shit like this, my nigga?
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of infidels, suckers, who adhere to sucker religions. Life's the Bible. We living in biblical times. First chapter. This chapter called men. Given knowledge by the psychotic, the black was college. We don't add it up, then that shit'll leave us divided. It's sorta like Ten Commandments. I'm talking about men and standards. I'm trying to reverse the damage. You boys obsessed with cameras. The debt we was handed. So many move like Judas. Look at the past, it's proven. It's my duty to speak truth to power. I be feeling like it's my fault. Around your enemies, then they call you before you hear about it. Talk to you like it's still love, keeping your vision clouded. Trying to get cool with guys cause you want them to choose sides. Campaigning with the haters, dismissing truth for lies. Definition of a man, don't fall on the stand. For your soul, the exec let you hold in advance. Don't be discouraged, just go with the plan. Gotta have faith in God's grace over the land. And I pray for the day when they lay down the cage. Make their way up out their maze, get their mind up out of days. Too many mamas laying flowers at their graves. Don't rap about death, it's power in what you say. Second chapter, and you get what you give. It's power in how you live. I sit and talk with the kids and tell them just how it is. Go straight to avoid the bids. Living fast can wait, stay down and work on your grades. Speak gospel for the next generation. You could have it all, just don't side with Satan. I seen that take down most of the greatest. Hotel suites, Hollywood stars hanging. The other side of what you think is fly. Your jury could be cursed and so can your ride. Let that soak in your mind. Suburbans and Beamers. Shot up with Ninas. How to stop a young genius. Spiritual like a deep cut from Shirley Caesar. I wonder if it's Jesus when the baby reach up. Sharpening up myself cause I know they need us. My African skin gave me the passion to win. Praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. Third chapter. This chapter called women. Y'all been the rib since the beginning. A woman's intuition is what a man is missing. To understand your wisdom is something I had to learn. Somehow you the most unprotected on planet Earth. Your smile lift me up and your eyes kiss my soul. Your sweetness is honeycomb, such a lovely tone. You hold the power to make a house a home. Because of you I wanna right my wrongs. Kiss your mother cause we only get one. A grandmother's words to a grandson. Beautiful minds, developing time. Checks every month cause you held me for nine. They might see an image of a woman who's flawed, but I see a woman in the image of God. Highest regards, I light a cigar. To men, women, and children, my Bible is ours. Open it up, listen to it anytime. That Revelations vibe get you through it. Ain't none of us perfect. I damn sure ain't. Praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. We just gonna hope for the best and do our best and be our best, no less. Yeah. Yo, I woke up this morning, had to pray to God and thank him cause I made it this far. I kept it me. I'ma stay me no matter what. No matter who change up, I'ma try to get him to see the right path. So I think I'm on the right path.
Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out to you in peace.
I just had to drop a bomb on them like flex.
Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine, right?
Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that?
Oh my
God. You better download that Just a Touch of J app.
J. Hey y'all.
What y'all out there doing?
Huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life. Well, listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire. And right after this, yeah, they're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's
the word on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Jay. Oh, my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire, and I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. What we're going to do this week is we're going to switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl, Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is Just a Touch of J, man. Oh, my gosh. Make sure y'all checking out my girl, Mary J. Blige, on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
It's all about my life.
Yeah, all right?
So the song's about to put this out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you.
Can't live without you, babe.
Can't live without you, babe.
Can't live without
you. Never wanna live without you, babe.
No, I can't.
Wait a minute, y'all. Did y'all like that? This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey, don't rush, baby. Hey, the loving ain't going nowhere.
Slow down. Slow it down.
Listen, y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that, don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of J, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, alright? Check out the next song, man. Sup next. This one right here. This is just a touch of J. Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need you. Oh,
for you anytime you need.
Yo, hear that?
Real girl, in your world.
Oh, believe man, yeah.
Nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There were few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She said she can love you. I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J, man. Gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says.
You and I.
Everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of J, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. All right. Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
Touch It, y'all. Google Just a Touch of J. Download the Just a Touch of J app. And check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All he needs is just a touch of
just a touch of check. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato. Mm.
brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Y'all go over and make a lemon beast kitchen.
Go on over and make a lemon beast kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's prepared brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. Damn pieces for you. Tell y'all, this is just a touch of J.
Trying to put it out. Damn pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Make a Lemon Beats Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that?